football by the water cooler. If listening to people going on and on and on about Real Madrid's new player bores you, if you couldn't care less whether Chelsea will beat Barcelona in the Champions League, or if you have no interest whatsoever who manages Valencia, you're not alone. Don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-football. I just don't follow it as much anymore. It seems too commercial, too false and basically boring. Give me a good game of rugby or a boxing match, and I'll happily watch those instead. I find it strange that my dad now phones me up to tell me when Arsenal win, lose or draw. He's more into Arsenal now than when we used to go and watch them together when I was a kid back in the UK. I'm sure he only took me in those days to keep me away from the violence and the hooligans. So I look on with a blank expression on my face when my co-workers talk football by the water cooler. I have no idea who's playing for which team, who won and who lost. What's the point? It's all going to start over again next season anyway.